Governor Bevin held a public forum in Cynthiana Friday and spoke on a variety of issues, but the governor spent more than 20 minutes explaining his position on pension reforms. That was met with strong reaction from public educators on the front row. Retired social studies teacher and Harrison County School Board member Mary June Brunker talked about transportation and extended school service cuts. Governor Bevin said there's not enough tax money to pay for past pension promises.
Everything has to be paid for by somebody. It does. And when we take a dollar from one place and put it somewhere else, somebody else doesn't have that dollar. So yes, things have been cut. Of course they have, because we're actually paying our bills.
In the middle of the hour plus, sometimes contentious community forum, Harrison County Judge Alex Barnett welcomed Bevin to Cynthiana. He added that opening up such a session to any question is what he labeled brave. Mary June Brunker believes Bevin is more interested in boosting economic-related standings than addressing public education needs.
And if he has a higher bond rating, then his economics can be better placed throughout the state. Of course, my passion and my emphasis is on what he's doing to education through the cuts.
Bevin, meanwhile, cited Tennessee and Indiana each with roughly 2 million more people than the Commonwealth. He said if Kentucky could see that type of population growth, more tax money could meet many needs. The governor said attracting more people comes with lower taxes. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.